Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱心九罗贝。
梅兰芳 was one of Chinese modern theater's most famous Peking opera stars. He was born in Beijing in 1894, but he moved to Shanghai in 1932 and lived here for about two decades. May's first visit to Shanghai was for a performance in 1913. He recalled his days in Shanghai as being greatly influential to his career.
这个模型呢就是当时新舞台的样子。
This is a model of a new type of stage at that time. It's different from the traditional opera stage as it is circular. There's an area in the center that can rotate. We also have a playbill here. You can see that they put on Peking operas adapted from La Traviata. Mei Langfang wrote in his retrospect that he was inspired by the new stage and the operas.So he made revisions to the Peking opera stage when he returned to Beijing.
到北京以后，对京剧的舞台进行了一些革新。
191 exhibits related to May's life are on display at the Shanghai History Museum. One of them is an almost 8-meter-long scroll that contains a stage prop that was painted by May.
这个戏呢，其实是他革新。
梅兰芳put on a revised Peking opera version of A Dream of the Red Mansions after returning from Shanghai.This is the surface of a folding fan that was used as a prop. The fan was torn as the plot went on. May's friend Xu Boming put the two pieces together onto a scroll and asked calligrapher Wu Changshuo, who was one of May's fans, to write a title for it.
May was among the first to bring Peking opera abroad, and for the first time, a video of an overseas performance is on display.
Mei Lanfang visited the Soviet Union in 1935 and later went on to the United States, where he introduced this traditional Chinese art to overseas audiences. We are very happy to present this footage to the public after 88 years. While foreign audiences couldn't understand Chinese, I believe they still got a taste of the charm of this art form.
The exhibition will run through February 25th.张宏Shanghai Live.
The Chinese mainland markets retreated today. Investors appear to be hanging on for more signs of concrete stimulus from the Chinese government. But we're not likely to see much more on that front until after the Central Economic Work Conference meeting next month in Beijing. The Shanghai Composite Index declined 0.8% today, while the Shenzhen component was down 1.4%.New energy stocks were among those under the most pressure. Blue chip solar stock Longji Green Energy was down more than 2%. And in Shenzhen, China's EV battery maker stocks were in retreat as well, with CATL slipping 2% and EVE Energy off 2.5%. Real estate stocks also pulled back after yesterday's gains, with investors locking in some quick profits. There were also falls for materials, industrials and consumer shares.Around the region, sentiment remained weak in Hong Kong, with the Hang Seng ending flat despite some strong performances based on results. Healthcare, industrials and financial stocks offset those gains. Baidu, though, was up 4.5%, hitting a five-week high this afternoon, as third-quarter revenue beat estimates, rising 6% to 34.5 billion yuan, or 4.7 billion US dollars.Baidu also said it has a sufficient stockpile of AI chips to support app and service development for now, and that US restrictions on exporting chips to China will have little impact on the company in the short term. But CEO Robin Li says the restrictions will eventually lead to a consolidation among Chinese large language model AIs, of which he says there are currently more than 230.Short video app Kuaishou also reported results last night, and its stock added 2.9% today. The latest quarterly results showed Kuaishou turning a more than 2 billion yuan net profit compared to a 2.7 billion yuan loss during the same period last year. And over in Japan, the Nikkei 225 rebounded after two sessions of declines, adding 0.3%. It's still not back to its 33-year high, but today got some support from a dip in the Japanese yen, which took pressure off exporter stocks and saw some investors buy back into companies like automakers and Japanese shipping stocks. Nippon Yusen added 1.3%, while on the auto front, Mazda added 1.4%.